Wade Rathgeb, the chief organizer, report on whether President Obama is finally joining the battle against the telecoms. I'm crossing my fingers that now President Obama doesn't have to raise money for another campaign. He's finally getting the fact that his buddies at Comcast and the rest of the telecoms have been playing him and almost every other governmental body and politician in the country for patsies while they shake down the American people on a monthly basis by giving us slow internet and schlock. We may have lost some battles with these boys, but suddenly we seem to have an ally and a chance at winning the war. First, the president declared fully he was against a fast and slow lane on the internet. And then, hallelujah, he finally weighed in on pushing the FCC to regulate the internet as a public utility, giving us hope of real protection over time. He even seems to have whispered to Tom Wheeler, the FCC head, behind the woodshed, and Wheeler seems to have converted to the Obama position. There's no word on blocking the Comcast and Time Warner merger, but now there's real hope. And there was more evidence in Cedar Rapids recently where the president not only trumpeted the local municipal utility there for creating a super-fast fiber optic system for internet, but said he was willing to do whatever it took, even though it's late in the game, to preempt the ability of big cable telecoms to stop other cities and states from building higher speed lines and breaking their monopolies. As quoted in the Des Moines Register, he seemed like one of us. In too many places across America, some big companies are doing everything they can to keep out competitors, he said. In some states, it's virtually impossible to create a community network like the one that you've got here in Cedar Falls. So, I'm saying we've got to change that. Some big companies. You hear that, Comcast, AT&T, Cox, and the like? He's naming and shaming you. Susan Crawford from Harvard, whose book Captive Audience a couple of years ago is the definitive indictment of the cable company monopolies and our almost criminal stranglehold on the internet that was holding us down with low speeds and exorbitant pricing, blocking more than a quarter of our population, in the wake of these latest statements, started calling Obama the FDR of the internet. Whoa, baby, hold on. So, she's clear. What has to happen, though, is many more of these fiber optic systems. The FCC has suggested that 25 megabytes per second is a good potential threshold for high-speed internet access in America, but 90% of the 25 megabytes per second subscriptions in the U.S. go to local cable monopolies that can charge whatever they want. DSL just can't compete for these higher speeds. Where local cable monopolies face competition only from copper, they get 98-99% of subscriptions for 25 megabytes per second. The landscape is radically transformed by the presence of a fiber competitor. Where fiber to the home, FTTH, exists, cable gets just 56% of subscriptions for 25 megabytes per second. She says, but there is very little FTTH in the U.S., and FTTH, fiber to the home, makes up just 9.5% of overall U.S. subscriptions. There's real hope now. And for just a bit more good news, it turns out the internet isn't bad for you after all. A new study by researchers at Pew Research Center and Rutgers University found the opposite. Frequent internet and social media users do not have higher stress levels than those who use technology less often. And for women, using certain digital tools decreases stress. The president is telling all of us, relax, get happy, go online. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.